You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We should talk about this. There'll be some people who have to Google her, but if you're of a certain age, then you remember when Raquel Welch was considered one of the top three sex symbols in the world. And sadly, she passed away yesterday. She was 82 years old. They have not released a cause of death. But yeah, she was, people who watch The Shawshank Redemption, it's her poster that, the warden rips away from the wall. It's one of the posters of Raquel Welch. And I remember as a kid watching her come on the late night TV talk shows and people just lost their minds,
That's so sad news.
That's sad. So this is a funny story. This kind of made me laugh. There's a study that's out. They did the study out in the UK, but I'm sure it applies here in the United States of America. The longer you're in a relationship with someone, the longer it takes for them to return your text messages.
Okay.
Yes. Now, I know there are some people, there are some unicorns out there that immediately text back right away, and that's great. But I have found, too, that if you're in a relationship with someone and you send them a text, when you're first dating, you get that return text right away.
Right, because they're thinking about you. They want you
thinking
to message
about you, and they don't want you to think that they're not thinking about you.
Now,
blah,
at this
blah,
point,
blah.
My wife's like, ugh, now what?
Yeah.
What?
Now, but they studied people who were in new relationships and then 2 years later, and it's a pretty significant difference in time.
Yeah.
It's kind of oh, they're not going anywhere.
Right, they'll be around. It's fine.
This might be a bigger segment. I think it's funny that we all know people who you know they get your text, but you also know that they're just sitting on it for half an hour to an hour before they text you back because they don't want to seem like they're that available.
Oh, well.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm with you all the time. I see, you can't go 32 seconds without checking your phone and you're not doing anything.
I don't want
to
bust him.
But it's just considered uncool to text back right away.
You might think that about me a little bit, but I will bust our producer, Josh. When I text that guy, when we're not at work, it takes forever for him to text me back. But that thing
is
glued to his hand when he's here. Mm-hmm. Glued to it.
Glued. Yeah, it's kind of funny. Uh-huh. It's some sort of weird psychology.
It's a power thing.
That I'm not going to text back right away. I'm going to wait an hour.
You. Yeah.
It's whatever.
Right.
Are you happy today?
Yeah, things are great.
There's a new study that's out. Researchers were looking at what they think can make you happier each day. And there's one simple little thing that they say can do it. And that is a real conversation with somebody face to face.
So really connect with somebody.
Jeremy, it's that simple. You can either be joking around, you can be catching up, you can have a deep, meaningful talk, whatever. You can talk, give opinions on things. But as long as it is face-to-face and a real connection with someone, that will make you happy.
I think this is 100% true. I was kind of down in the dumps the other day, and I went out to put my trash can in, of all things, and I ran into my buddy, Scotland Rob. And we stood out front and talked for 30 minutes or something, just catching up because I haven't seen him. And it just re-energized me. I went back in and I was in a good mood. We laughed.
See?
We shared stories. And I was like, holy crap, I love that guy.
Yeah, that's a great example. And, it's just more evidence that the digital tech world is, it's scraping away layers of our humanity. If we live through text, eventually it's just going to make you sadder.
Yeah.
On a side note, by the way. They also wanted to, some of the music psychologist claims to have cracked the formula for creating a happy song, songs that make you the happiest.
Oh.
And the formula is, it must be in a major key, 137 beats per minute, and then some other little musical technicalities or whatever. And if it's danceable, that helps too. And so they listed the top 10 songs that fall into this formula. Here's what I can tell you. This dude must be old.
Oh, they're all old songs?
The top 10 songs are almost all from the 1960s and the 1970s.
What's this guy's
There's
deal?
One song from the 80s and one song from 2001. That's the most recent.
What's his deal?
And I'm going to play it for you after the trending report. The one song since the 21st century began that supposedly will make you happy. you want to know what it is, stick around. I'll play it at the end of the trending report. What
all
do you
right.
got?
Well, some stats and some news out this morning about what people are watching on these digital devices. This story here says, for the first time ever, adults here in America will spend more time watching digital content on platforms like, you know, the old Tiki-Talkie, YouTube, Netflix, rather than traditional TV. We're averaging something like 3 hours and 11 minutes on digital content every single day. Specifically, there were some stats on YouTube, 33 minutes per day of just YouTube. And wow. I kind of fall into that sometimes when I do, you know, my treadmill time or my elliptical. I watched a guy build a cabin out in the woods for 45 minutes on YouTube the other day while I was on the elliptical. I was like, what am I doing? But it was so fascinating and so cool, I couldn't turn it off.
You know, the thing that surprises me about this story is that it took until now, because it seems like for the last several years we have eschewed regular TV for digital and streaming.
Yeah, we were doing their budget last night, and we were kind of going over everything that we're paying for on a monthly basis, and I think the YouTube TV might be going away.
Oh, thank you for the reminder.
It might be going.
Because I always cancel it right after the Super Bowl, because right. I can only watch regular football.
You can put it on hold or pause
that.
It, yeah. We looked at it. It's like we're paying $70 a month for that, and I seriously think we watch two channels on there. Everything else is streaming.
I get it for only watching live sports.
Yeah, and I just do it for my local news at 5 o'clock at night when I'm making dinner. That's the only time I watch
You're
it because I'm a nerd. I am such a little old man. I got to get
You're
my local news. I got to see what Mike Nelson is saying about the forecast. He fills me in, buddy.
How's my Kim Christensen doing, though?
I don't know. I don't watch them anymore.
That's blasphemy.
I made the switch to 7. Sorry.
That's blasphemy.
I made the switch to 7. And let's just say it's
listening.
Not because of Kim. I will just say that.
I still love you.
I love Kim Christensen, but I didn't make the switch because of her. I will say that. This could be why nobody's watching regular TV anymore. This latest edition of Naked and Afraid. Have you been watching this show, Dom? Is this one of the ones that you
like
watch?
It describes your life.
Naked and Afraid, the latest episode. It's like popping this morning because I guess the gist of it is you are naked out in the wilderness and you have to survive. Well, this guy was curled up next to the fire. And the hot coals started popping in the fire, and apparently one of the coals popped out and landed on his beepy-ding-ding. And so now there's this big thing this morning about how this guy burned his peepy-ding-ding with a hot coal, and they had to get out there. All the medics were out there putting ointment and stuff on it. I'm like, how embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
Why would you even sign up for this show? My God. This is what'll happen. From that to this, Hall of Famer Michael Jordan making the rounds this morning because dude is making a record-breaking $10 million donation to Make-A-Wish America to honor his upcoming 60th birthday. Michael Jordan's going to be turning 60, man. But anyway, to celebrate, he's going to make a donation of $10 million to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. He is like the largest donor and the largest gift giver for that organization, I believe. And he's worth $1.7 billion, so he's got some money to toss around.
I read a funny little fun fact about Michael Jordan this morning, as a matter of fact.
I saw that about the shorts.
I'm going to put it in my little Billy Be Good mailer that back in the day, basketball players used to wear very short shorts. And as you know, obviously, for the last however many years, they've all been really long shorts. And Michael Jordan was the one, apparently, who started that trend because he likes to bend over and grab his shorts, you know, at the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like he's, when he's catching his breath and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So he started the long shorts trend. There are pictures of me in short shorts.
Oh, Lord help us. Lord help us.
Like on a golf course? Whoa, it's a bad look, man.
Yeah,
why did
really
we ever wear
look.
Those things?
I don't know. Things start falling out at that point. Real quick, here's your Fat America. It's coming from something called the Pancake Kitchen. It's like a Cracker Barrel pop-up kitchen, the Pancake Kitchen. Anyway, they're selling pancake tacos, you guys. There's pictures of it on our Facebook if you want to see it.
Wait,
it's
just use
fried
pancake
egg,
as a shell?
Bacon, and cheese, and they fold them up in a pancake and drizzle it with syrup, and
What's
they
wrong
look
with that?
Like pan. There's nothing wrong with that, Dom. Nothing
I'll
at
take
all.
Two.
I'll
Give
take
me two.
Three. Give it to me now. But anyway, just to see the picture of them, you're like, oh my God.
That's great.
Fatty. All right, let's do some clickbait. Facebook is where you can find us. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. You can take a look at those pancake tacos. And this cute story about a couple in Georgia. They just released footage from their Ring doorbell camera because it has caught every major milestone in their relationship, from the first date to the guy carrying her over the threshold after they got married, to like their first kiss, to bringing home a puppy.
That's sweet.
If Ring doesn't jump on this and give these people like a little endorsement, they're crazy. Absolutely crazy. It's a really cute story. Check it out on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.